This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There's a pretty stark gender gap in technology companies from the top all the way down through the ranks. And part of that is because women don't go into computer science at the same rate that men do. But another part of it is that because once they do go into it, women realize they don't like tech all that much.
Not the work, the culture. Marketplace's Queena Kim explains.
Meet the programmer. Part programmer, part fraternity brother. He used to be a geek. Now he's all about beers and chicks and the gym. Tasneem Raja is the interactive editor for Mother Jones Online.
Programmers are really macho. They have spiky hair. They drink a lot of cheap beer and bag the hottest girls.
Raja recently encountered the species at the South by Southwest Interactive Conference when she dropped into a session on how to get a job at a startup. It was by Matt Van Horn, the vice president for business development at the social network Path.
And so he's up there talking about this nudie calendar that he sent these guys at Dig.
Dig's the site where Van Horn got his first job.
And next he uses the word gangbang to describe an interview style.
Roger says at this point, a few women head to the door, but that doesn't deter Van Horn.
He told another story that was about how his fraternity's recruitment strategy was totally designed to help attract the hottest girls on campus.
Now Raja walks out and fires off this tweet.
BizDev VP of Path just cracked lame jokes about nudie calendars and gangbang, cue early exit.
The tweet gets retweeted and retweeted, and the responses fell into two camps. The outraged and a second group made up mostly of women in tech who said,
duh, I hear this all the time.
One of the problems with computer science is that you have this really homogenous group and no one's challenging each other.
That's Christy Nickel, a software engineer in Seattle.
Someone says, I thought it was funny, it's just a joke. The person next to him, who's probably a lot like him, says, oh yeah, it was just a joke. And they're like, oh, we must be right, we agree, and they move on, you know?
Maria Clave is the president of Harvey Mudd College, where she's pushing to get more women into computer science.
Especially in startups, you'll find that there are very few women and pretty male-centric culture.
How-centric? At last count, women made up 20% of programmers. Women in startups say that programmers have always existed in one form or another. What's different this time around is that the sexist comments once made to the bro at the next desk are now being blogged, put on discussion boards, and the social networks. Like this tweet from a programmer at Twitter. The tweet reads, "Learning how babies are made." And under it, a photo of his company's sexual harassment awareness and prevention pamphlet. Twitter declined to comment on the tweet. But Vic Schachter is an employment lawyer, and he says these situations can be tricky for social networks. After all, they practically exist to blur the lines between public and private.
These companies believe in a very open, frank communication. And in fact, in some cases, I've heard people say privacy, get over it.
As for the Path executive, the one who sent out the nudie calendar, he didn't get over his bro moment quite so easily. He ended up on CNN's website apologizing. And the news quickly made it to Twitter. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.